Hey there, digital dwellers. Welcome back to Unfollowed, your daily dose of real talk about breaking free from the algorithm and rewiring your brain for laser-sharp focus. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, life in the 21st century can feel like a never-ending scroll. Notifications buzzing, emails piling up, the constant pressure to be on all the time, it's enough to make anyone crave a digital detox. But here's the thing, technology isn't inherently bad. It's how we use it that matters. And when it comes to our mental health, there are some seriously awesome apps out there that can actually be game changers. We're diving deep into my personal favorites, the apps I swear by to keep my head clear, my stress levels down, and my motivation pumping. Think of this as your cheat sheet for unlocking a happier, healthier mind. Because let's face it, we all deserve to feel good, right? First things first. Mindfulness. Ever find yourself caught in that endless loop of thoughts, worrying about stuff you can't control? Mindfulness apps are lifesavers. They guide you through meditation sessions, teach you breathing techniques, and help you cultivate that present moment awareness we desperately need. My top pick is Headspace. It's like having a mini Zen master in your pocket, ready to calm your racing mind whenever you need it. Next up, sleep. You know that feeling when you wake up groggy, dragging yourself through the day? Getting enough quality chat eye is crucial for mental well-being. Sleep Cycle tracks your sleep patterns, helps you identify what's messing with your rest, and even wakes you up at the optimal time in your sleep cycle so no more jarring alarms. It's like having a personal sleep coach, ensuring those precious CZZs are truly restorative. Now, let's talk gratitude. We often get caught up in a negativity bias, focusing on what's wrong instead of appreciating the good stuff. Gratitude apps can shift your perspective. They prompt you to reflect on things you're thankful for. Big and small, a sunny day, a delicious meal, a supportive friend. It's a simple yet powerful way to cultivate positivity and happiness. I love using Day One. It's not just about gratitude, but also journaling, which is another great way to process emotions and gain self-awareness. Ever feel overwhelmed by everything on your plate? To-do lists can help, but sometimes you need a more visual approach. Productivity apps like Trello or Asana break down tasks into manageable chunks, allowing you to prioritize effectively and stay organized. It's like having a digital brain that keeps everything running smoothly so you can focus on what truly matters. Finally, let's talk about connection. Social media often feels isolating, right? But there are apps designed to foster real human connection. Meetup is fantastic for finding groups based on your interests, whether it's hiking, board games, or book clubs. You can meet like-minded people and build genuine friendships. Remember, we're social creatures by nature, and nurturing those connections is vital for our well-being. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're scrolling through your phone late at night, feeling overwhelmed by the constant influx of information. Your mind is racing, your anxiety is creeping up, and you just want to escape. But wait. Instead of hitting that endless scroll button, you open up Headspace, put on your headphones, and dive into a 10-minute guided meditation. You feel yourself calming down, your thoughts quieting, and your body relaxing. A sense of peace washes over you. Now, picture this. You wake up feeling refreshed and energized thanks to Sleep Cycle's personalized wake-up time. You start your day with gratitude by journaling about three things you're thankful for, maybe a sunny day, a delicious breakfast, or the warmth of your bed. You tackle your to-do list efficiently using Trello, breaking down large tasks into manageable steps. And finally, you spend an evening connecting with friends through Meetup, sharing laughter and creating memories that truly nourish your soul. So there you have it, my favorite apps for improving mental well-being. Remember, these tools aren't magic wands, they are simply powerful resources to help you navigate the digital world in a healthier, more mindful way. Now, go forth and download those apps. Start prioritizing your mental health and take charge of your well-being. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little digital detox inspiration. Until next time, keep those screens balanced, your mind sharp, and your spirits high. We'll see you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.